This is the daily text for Monday, January the 2nd, 2017. Becoming a seeker. Proverbs 2, 1 through 6. My son, my daughter, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Consider this. Would you consider yourself a seeker? I remember as a young person the first time I saw this Bible verse. It's from Jeremiah 29, verse 13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I felt both comfort and challenge. I could find God, but it would take an all-out pursuit. I would need to become a seeker. But wasn't I already a Christian? Hadn't I already found God? Well, yes, and not so much. When I first became a Christian, it was in response to the discovery that Jesus had been pursuing me. It took me way too long to discover that becoming a real Christian would mean me pursuing Jesus. Isn't that how it happened in the Bible? He pursued his disciples, and then they pursued him. Faith is not a belief system. It is not a set of doctrinal truths we assent to, like accepting a software agreement. Faith is an all-out pursuit. To be a true follower of Jesus means we must become an all-out seeker of him. Yes, we know him. But there is so much more of him to know. This is the God of heaven and earth we're talking about here. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. The most authentic sign of your faith is not a decision you made way back when. Rather, it is your ongoing pursuit of Jesus right now. The issue for most of us is not a simple in or out. The issue is dividedness and distractedness. To the extent that our loyalties are divided, our faith is powerless. The wisdom of the world says to lead a balanced life. The wisdom of God says to lead a focused life. Think about it. We don't look at Jesus and say, he lived a very balanced life. No. We marvel at his undivided focus, his unparalleled faith, and his extraordinary love, and all of this in the pursuit of us. It's about seeking him with all that we've got. Today's text gives us a glimpse of that kind of focus. Are you a seeker? Will you become one? That's the question that matters most today. The prayer. Lord Jesus, we accept your words and we will store up your commands. We will turn our ear to your wisdom and apply our heart to understanding you. We will call out to you for insight and cry aloud for understanding. We will look for you as for silver and search after you as for buried treasure. For you alone are the wisdom of God. Come, Holy Spirit, and make us seekers of Jesus with all of our hearts, that we might know the joy of finding him time after time after time. It's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. The questions. Number one, Would you go back now and pray the prayer above again? This time insert the terms I and my everywhere you see we and our. Can you wholeheartedly agree with the prayer? Number two, what would need to change in your life in order to approach Jesus with undivided loyalty? And number three, are you seeking Jesus with all of your heart? If not, what does this tell you about the way you see Jesus? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.